transcribed from Tom Brenneman's beautiful new restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. Kellogg's Variety Package and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flake serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Well, friends, Tom is still off on vacation, and stepping up to bat for him today is the biggest crackpot in radio. This guy is not only cracked, but he's got the biggest pot you ever saw. It's Jack McElroy.
Thank you, John Nelson. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. And a fine good morning to all of our friends out along the ABC party line on Ivory Flakes time on Breakfast in Hollywood. As you know, Tom is in Arizona. And he's having a great time over there in that swell little city of Tucson. You ought to look Tucson up on your map sometime. It's not only where the West begins, but it's also where the Los Angeles city limits ends, right over there. You know, the population of Los Angeles is really spreading. And that reminds me. Here's a man who's been spreading more than all the rest of the population put together, your old friend Jack Kirkwood. Huh?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jack McElroy. Good morning. Awful glad to be here helping out for dear old Tom. You know, he and I went to school together. Yeah, we've been pals for years. In fact, we even went with the same girl at one time. I remember one night I sneaked up to see her, and I didn't knock on the door. I just walked in, and there was Tom sitting on the sofa kissing her. But I got even with him. I turned out the light so he couldn't see what he was doing. Good morning. Who are you?
This is Bertha Frisbee, Collins, Iowa.
In Collins, Iowa.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And having a good time in Hollywood?
Very much.
Fine. I'll get back to you in just a moment, Mr. Frisbee. I want to see this lady here. Who are you, please?
Mrs. Jerome Harriman of Adrian, Michigan.
And who's the gentleman with you?
My husband, Mr. Harriman.
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Jerome Harriman, Adrian, Michigan.
And what are you folks doing here in California?
Honeymoon.
What's that? Oh, you're on your honeymoon. Oh, isn't that great? You know, give them a hand, will you, folks? A little honeymoon. Have you got a bouquet of roses over there for our honeymooners? Let's bring it down and give it to them. It's a beautiful bouquet. But that's lovely, you know, to meet honeymooners. My wife and I just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Isn't that
a beautiful bouquet? Come on, Jackie, give them the bouquet. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Here are the roses. We have another gift for the honeymooners. For the lady, here's a very beautiful pair of Kisloff gloves, elegant washable leather for you, and also to start her out right in life, a box of Ivory Flakes to wash them with.
That's true.
There you go. All for you.
There you are.
Thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome.
That's
I said,
beautiful.
My wife and I just celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary. That's a tin wedding, you know. We celebrated 10 years of eating out of tin cans. But it's great when people love each other, you know. My wife and I have been together so long, we just go through life. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her. There's nothing she wouldn't do for me. That's the way we go through life, doing nothing for each other.
Oh, I'm
going
to get the network here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you, please?
Mrs. Agnes Telfer of Montrose.
Montrose, California.
Yes.
And what are you doing in Hollywood, Mrs. Telfer?
Well, I just come over to see Jack Brenneman.
Well, now you got them both mixed up, I think. Tom Kirkwood or Jack Brenneman? I don't know which one you want to see.
Tom Kirkwood.
Well, Tommy's over in Tucson, Arizona right now. We're sorry he's not here, but we hope we're not too disappointed.
No, I'm not.
Have you any interesting hobbies, Mrs. Telfer?
Well, yes, I was trying to write a book.
Write a book? What was the...
On the early days in California.
Early days in California. My goodness, that's great. Your ancestors were settlers in California,
yes,
were they?
My father walked across the Isthmus of Panama to get there to California.
In the days of 48,
and there 49. Wasn't any canal.
Well, my goodness. Well, my folks were all early pioneers, too. They came across in the covered wagon, yes. If you'd ever seen their faces, you'd know why the wagon was covered, too. Where's the network? Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Ida Nagel.
Ida Nagel from?
Sea Hall.
And Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss. Now, what are you doing in Hollywood, Miss Nagel?
Going on vacation.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. You enjoying it here?
Well, I just got here.
Did you?
finally.
A little warmer out here than it is back here.
Yes, I sure brought you some of that snow.
Snow? I know it's cold back there. I just got a letter from my brother the other day. He's a 32nd degree Mason, and it was so cold he even went down 10 degrees himself. Pardon me. See if I can get over here to this lady. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you, please?
Mrs. Joseph Musial.
From where?
Chicago, Illinois, Roseland District.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir.
And you living out in California now?
I'm living in Santa Monica at the present time.
Well, that's California, too. Yes, Santa Monica. Yes, you been out here long, did you say, Mrs.
I've been out here about a month. I was out here last year recuperating, and I got so much better that I came out again.
Well, that's fine. I'm mighty glad to hear that. You lived in Chicago most of your life?
Well, I lived there a great deal of my life, but I really went to school in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Oh, did you? What school?
Central High School.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it there?
You bet I did.
Mm-hmm. I believe you were interested in athletics at one time.
Yes, I was.
What did you do in the athletic field?
Well, I was always very athletic, and of course I ended up by playing on a ladies' football team.
Ladies' football
team? It was a professional team.
Professional team?
Yes, we had two teams, and we traveled in a great many cities and played each other.
Yes. What position did you play?
I played quarterback.
Quarterback on the football team. We got some more interesting people over here. Where's all these? Oh, here's somebody here. Who's this? Where's this man? Oh, you got him up there. Oh, he's way over there. Well, here's some more over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you?
Gloria Page from Dayton, Ohio.
And what are you doing in California, Gloria?
Well, we just moved to Hollywood.
What did you?
Uh-huh.
It's Miss Gloria Page.
Yes,
the folks move out here, too?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do while you're here in Hollywood?
Well, I'm very interested in television and radio, but...
Well, who isn't? I am, too. That's your ambition in life?
Yes,
become a radio actress or
mm-hmm.
a television actress? Going in for pictures, too?
I'd like to.
Oh, that's fine. I think you'll do very well in pictures. I'm doing pretty well myself recently.
Oh, good.
Yes, I had to go out this morning to MGM for a screen fitting. Believe me, fitting screens is pretty hard work, too, these days. How do you do?
How do you do?
And who are you, please?
Mrs. H.E. Page of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, yes. And how do you happen to be in California?
We've just moved here to stay.
Oh, that's good, good. And what is your occupation, if you have one?
I'm interested in antiques.
Oh, well, so am I. You see some of my family. we have some great furniture. You like antique furniture?
Mm-hmm, very much.
Well, some of our antique furniture goes back to Louis the 14th. The rest of it goes back to the May Company, the 22nd. Well, we hope you enjoy your stay while you're here in California, Mrs. Page. And anybody else? Who are you, please?
Mrs. H.D. Gressel from Huntington Park, California.
Oh, you're right at home.
Yes, right at home.
You had a hard time getting over here, I'll bet you, on account of the traffic this
morning.
Right. I know I almost didn't make it myself. Well, I see it's time for me to get back to Jack McElroy. Jack, take it away.
And now here's Ken Carson with a moment of great music.
It's the Ivory Flex Intermezzo, Jack, dedicated to all dishwashers. For hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here is all that it takes. Only one box of Ivory Flakes.
Ah, that's a great dishwashing number, and it's a fact, ladies. Yes, one box of Ivory Flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. Prove it, ladies. Look at what gentle care Ivory Flakes give your lovely washables. Really makes you marvel, doesn't it? Then why not see what Ivory Flakes gentle care can mean to your hands at dishwashing time? You'll marvel even more. And this I promise. You'll find out how wrong it is to risk strong wash day soaps. They can redden and roughen hands. You're sure it? Then change to Ivory Flakes, the pure, mild flake form of baby's ivory soap. One box of Ivory Flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. And speedy... Listen, ounce for ounce, Ivory Flakes give faster suds, longer-lasting suds, suds that wash more dishes than any leading wash day soap. For speed, for suds,
for hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here is all that it takes, only one box of Ivory Flakes, pure Ivory Flakes.
The whistle won't come out, huh? The whistle goes in here, too. I want to hear you whistle.
Oh, pretty.
I would like to ask Miss Ann Daggett to come up here. She has quite an honor to pay Tom Brenneman. It's a thrill to have her here from Radio Mirror Magazine. And I'm very sorry that Tom is unable to be here to receive this very wonderful honor that Ann and her magazine has bestowed upon here. How are you, Ann?
I'm fine, Jack.
And your home is here in Los Angeles,
isn't it? Yes, it is, Jack.
And you're connected with the Radio Mirror Magazine and the Hollywood office.
Yes, I am.
I want you to take the microphone. I'll hold it for you, but I want you to go right ahead and tell us this honor that Tom has received through your magazine, the Radio Mirror.
Thank you, Jack. I'd like to present to you Radio Mirror Magazine's scroll in behalf of the radio listeners who voted Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood the most popular audience participation program on the air.
Well, isn't that wonderful? And I know Tom will be absolutely thrilled. Really thrilled with this wonderful honor that his listeners have picked upon him.
And Jack, I'm certain the listeners will want to know that Tom's picture is published in color in this month's issue of Radio Mirror Magazine, too.
Well, maybe they'll go out and buy it.
Maybe they will.
Well, speaking of magazines, I want to make you a present. I want to give you a year's subscription of Tom Brenneman's magazine.
Oh, I've seen it, and I'll be delighted to receive it.
Well, if you hurry, you maybe get in on the $25,000 contest for the winner who names the magazine.
Ah, fine.
Thank you, Ann Daggett. And I know Tom Brenneman will be thrilled with this award from your magazine. As a matter of fact, right after the program, I'm going to airmail this scroll to Tom in Tucson, because I know he'll want to receive it over there. Thanks a lot. Thanks a million to you. Let's give Tom another hand. Yeah. It would be wonderful if this was backing up that way on his program here. Well, up here on our stage, we have two very handsome-looking youngsters and two very handsome-looking oldsters. We want you to meet. This is our 6 versus 60. Now, these two children over here have thought up a couple of questions they'd like to ask the oldsters. And if the oldsters get it, they get a hat, an Adam hat. If they don't answer the question, our kids get a Bozo album from Capitol Records. Well, let's meet this young lady right here. What's your name?
Catherine Klupta.
Klupta?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that, Catherine?
K-L-U-P-T-A.
Uh-huh, and how old are you?
11.
Where do you live, Catherine?
In Alhambra.
What are you doing here in Breakfast in Hollywood?
Well, we have some friends that came from Chicago, and they brought me along.
Your relatives came into town and brought you down here
mm-hmm.
to the broadcast. Did you bring your mother with you?
Uh-huh.
And your daddy?
No, my dad's working.
Your dad's working. Well, you've thought up your question you're going to ask this gentleman, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you get ready for it, and I want to ask you your name.
Shine Smith.
Shine Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Mr. Smith?
Navajo Reservation.
The Navajo Reservation in Arizona.
Yes.
Are you a Navajo, Mr. Smith?
Well, in a way.
In a way? Mm-hmm. Well, what is your connection with the Navajo?
I'm a missionary to the Navajos.
A missionary to the
yes.
Navajo. Well, it's certainly a thrill to have you here, Mr. Smith. I've been reading a little bit about the Navajos in our magazines and newspapers. I understand they've been having a little rough time. How's that coming along over there?
Well, they are very much indebted to the people of the United States, and especially California, for the many gifts that have been sent to them in the last 3-4 months. They've had the greatest Christmas they ever had in their lives.
Well, isn't that fine?
Wonderful.
I think we should take care of them, don't you?
I hope so.
I think so. By golly, if we can't take care of some of our own people, we're pretty stinking bunch of people. I'll put it that way. But it's coming along fine, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Jack, but it's better.
That's good. We're glad to hear that. Thanks, coming to you. You all ready to ask your question or answer the question this lady's going to ask?
I hope I am.
How old are you, Mr. Smith?
65.
65. And you're 10, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 11 in May.
Okay, ask Mr. Smith this question.
Where's the best place to buy a smoking jacket?
Did you get that, Mr. Smith?
Well, we have some very good jackets that are woven by the Navajo Indian women.
That isn't the question, Mr. Smith. We're going to carry along here into Kellogg time here with this question. Mr. Smith, you're evading the question. Ask him again, Catherine.
Where's the best place to buy a smoking jacket?
Now, we don't want to buy an Indian jacket, Mr. Smith.
I think you have the best of me.
Well, do you know the answer, Catherine? I don't know either.
At a fire sale.
At a fire sale. Catherine, you're Catherine has won herself a Bozo album. This young gentleman right here, what's your name?
Tony Spagnuolo.
And where are you from, Tony?
Mount Lebanon, PA.
And what are you doing in California?
Well, we're out here visiting some relatives.
Uh-huh. Well, Tony, tell us, do you like California? Well,
yes, it's very nice.
You like it better than you do Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania?
No, not.
You don't?
No.
Well, what's better back at Mount Lebanon?
Well, I just like it better and go sled riding there without having to go 50 miles.
Oh, I see. You go have to go a little farther than that, Tony. Well, here's the gentleman. You all ready to ask your question?
Yes.
Okay, let's meet the man you're going to ask it to. Your name, sir, and where are you from?
Everett Moore, Hilldale, Michigan.
Well, what do you do back in Hilldale, did you say?
Hillsdale,
Michigan. Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore.
And what do you do back in Hillsdale?
Farm it.
You're a farmer back there? How's the farming business going back in Michigan?
Well, not very good right now.
Well, what's
they're
the
all froze up.
Well, they're all froze up and dry. So you came to California to thaw out.
Yeah.
Are you all ready to answer your question, Mr. Moore?
Well, I'll do the best I can.
It's an Adam hat for you if you win. Okay, Tony.
What vehicle besides an airplane, a helicopter, or a blimp has a big motor and flies?
There you go, Mr. Moore.
I just said, what was it?
You ask him again there, Tony.
What vehicle besides an airplane, a helicopter, or a blimp has a big motor and flies?
Well, not blimp. Don't look at me. It has a big motor and flies. I don't know the answer to that one either. That's a good one.
A lot of things has flies, but I don't know about the motor.
He knows a lot of things that has flies, but nothing with a motor. Well, I think Mr. Moore gives up, Tony. What's the answer?
A garbage truck.
A garbage truck. A Bozo album for both these kids and a big hand for both of the gentlemen. Well, in just a moment, Jack Kirkwood is going to meet our wishing ring winner. And I wonder if someone would untangle my network over here. I have it all fouled up. But I have a good neighbor letter here that I'd like to read. And it's a good one today. It's from Coral Gables, Florida. It says, Dear Tom, I want to recommend Mrs. John S. Gibbons of Coral Gables, Florida, as a good neighbor. Along with her duties of rearing her family, she has found time to help all handicapped children in Florida. She was the instigator and pushed to get legislation passed to establish special education classes. The result was a special school of education for physically handicapped children. She proved the need for lip reading classes to the Board of Public Instruction, which now provides a full paid staff. They start with preschool deaf babies and carry through with lip reading classes in the high schools. For adults, she organized the Miami Society of Hard of Hearing, which provides lip reading classes and recreation. The Miami Society is now a community chess project and has its own clubhouse. And now this good neighbor herself is handicapped, having less than 1/8 vision, but she still carries on. Our community felt that you would be interested in hearing about this woman whose outstanding spirit is so greatly admired. Yours sincerely, Mrs. G.F. Ridley, 1306 Pizarro Street, Coral Gables, Florida. So our orchid this morning goes to a very deserving good neighbor, Mrs. John S. Gibbons, 1302 Pizarro Street, Coral Gables, Florida, who has been made our good neighbor today. While our wishing ring winner is coming up on our stage, I want to send out on the air to our ring to the lady who wrote in. We award a wishing ring to someone in our listening audience each day. And today it's Mrs. Everett Hibbs of 1635 Ida Avenue, Wichita, Kansas. Do you know her? Do you know Mrs. Hibbs? Or are you sort of... For surprise, I thought maybe you might know.
No,
that'd be unusual if you won the wishing ring here this morning and she on the air. But here's her wish. My wish is for more recognition of the fact that one of the greatest mistakes in life can be the constant fear of making a mistake. Isn't that a wonderful wish, huh? Now, Jack Kirkwood to introduce our wishing ring winner today.
Hello. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Bertha Frisbee, Collins, Iowa.
Collins, Iowa?
Collins, Iowa.
And how long have you been in California, Miss Frisbee?
Since last August.
Oh, you've been here quite a while.
Yes, you? My daughter was ill, and I came out to care for her.
Oh, I see.
And she still is.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes. You like it here in California?
Oh, very much. Yes, I do.
Well, you have won our wishing ring for today. Let me hold your finger, and I'll try to put it on there for you. It fits not quite there. I'll do it on the other. There. It fits beautifully, doesn't it? Isn't that a beautiful ring?
That is.
The ring is made in the shape of an orchid. Tom's own idea. Beautiful
name.
And now, Miss Ridley, your wish, if you please.
Well, I wish that my daughter would get well very soon from her sickness. She's been ill so long. And well, that'd be my reverent prayer.
I'm sure we'll all join you in that wish. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Jack, have you found any eldest guests here this morning yet?
No, I haven't yet, Jack. Shall we take some bids, or will I go out and look for one?
Well, I think... Do you think there's anyone here that feel as old as you and I do? If they do, they'll win the orchid, you know it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't look any older than you. And they couldn't feel any older than I.
But I'll tell you, while you're looking around here, I want to tell the folks about Kellogg's here, and then we'll award our orchid to our eldest guest here. But you know, we're living in the days when mighty important chapters are being added to the history books. And something that's really making history in the breakfast cereal world is Kellogg's Variety Package. No wonder it's America's number one cereal assortment. Kellogg's Variety contains 10 individual boxes, each holding a generous serving of one of six different delicious Kellogg cereals. One box contains Rice Krispies, oven-popped by a special Kellogg process. Rice Krispies are feather-light, yet wonderfully delicious. Another box in the carton has a generous serving of famous Kellogg's Corn Flakes, another of Pep, another of Corn Soya, and so on. If you want a cereal that's flaked or popped or shredded, there it is. Put Kellogg's Variety right on the table. A grand choice of cereals handy for everyone. Kellogg's Variety is America's number one cereal assortment. Yes, Mother knows best, knows Kellogg's best. And there's something special for the youngsters on the bottom of Kellogg's Variety Package. It's a colored model of one of the big streamlined cars of the famous Hiawatha train running between Chicago and the Twin Cities. It's real fun to assemble the complete orange, maroon, and silver Hiawatha streamliner. There's a model of the big diesel locomotive, or one of the four different types of Hiawatha cars, observation cars, dining cars, and so forth, on the bottom of every variety carton. Either that or the train of tomorrow, which your youngsters may already be putting together. There's good fun and good energy food in store every time you buy the white, green, and red Kellogg's Variety Package. Buy it today so it can make a hit at breakfast tomorrow. Remember, it's Kellogg's Variety. It's a swell buy. And now let's send a cheer out to these two charming ladies, Mrs. Eleanor Gibson of Sheldon, Iowa, and Mrs. Robbins, and I hope I pronounced the name of this town correctly. Is that Casanova or Casanova, New York, Jack? Do you know?
No idea.
Cazenovia. And these two ladies, what is it? Casanova? Huh? Well, I hope that's correct, because I wouldn't want to mispronounce the name of any town on the air, because we get so many letters correcting us. But these two ladies are celebrating their 100th birthdays today. Let's send them a cheer. And now we want to meet
before
our...
Before you do that, Jack, I want to, you know, Ann Daggett gave Tom an award.
Yes.
I want to give her an award right now. Is that something in return, you see?
Yes.
And this is for you, Miss Daggett. It's a Kellogg's Variety Package, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to take care of that before I forgot it there, Jack, but before we got the eldest guest up here now, you can get the eldest guest.
Well, let's have our bids for our eldest guest. Let's have our bids, huh? What do you say? Well, how old? 45 over here. You don't look it either. We have anyone? Let's start with 85. How old are you, ma'am? 76? 83 over here. 89 here. 89. Anyone older than 89? Well, you're the winner, ma'am. You won our orchid today. What's your name?
Emma Toole.
Well, Emma, come on up. I want you to meet Jack Kirkwood.
Well, I don't know whether I can get up there or not.
Well, can you walk all right?
I can walk.
Well, shall we dance?
Huh? I don't think
well, Jack and I will both help you up here. We want all the ladies to meet you. And we'll get you a chair so you can sit up on our stage.
And thank you.
What's your name again?
Emma Toole.
Emma Toole. Well, Emma, I want you to meet Jack Kirkwood.
How do you do, Miss Toole?
How do you do?
Jack, will you take the microphone? I'll help Mr. Toole.
All right, fine. Where's the other lady? Let's get the other lady up, too, Jack, if we can.
83 years old,
I believe. So might as well have two ladies this morning.
Sit right down there, Mr. Toole. Sit right down there, Miss Toole. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Feel good now? Everything all right, Miss Toole?
Yes.
How old did you say you are, Miss Toole?
I am... 89.
89?
No, 98.
98? Oh. 98.
I guess I'll have to get the girls to tell me how old I am.
Well, you look fine. Believe me, you won't need anybody to tell you anything, dear. Yes. Where were you born, Mrs. Toole?
In Iowa.
Iowa?
Yes.
What town?
Colesburg, a little place called Colesburg.
Colesburg, Iowa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You lived there most of your life?
No, oh. I lived most of my life in Kansas.
Oh, in the state of Kansas.
Yes.
And how long have you been in California?
Well, just a short time. I'm visiting only.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any children, Mrs. Toole?
Yes, I had 4 children.
Yes. Grandchildren?
Yes, grandchildren. I have about 4 or 5, I think. Mm-hmm.
Haven't counted them lately, I guess.
Haven't counted them lately,
yes. any great-grandchildren?
Yes, I have 3, I think, great-grandchildren.
And any great-great-grandchildren?
No.
No,
great-great-grandchildren.
Mr. Toole still alive?
No, he died many years ago, 25 years ago.
And do you live alone now, Miss Toole?
No, I live with my daughter.
Oh, back in Kansas?
No, here in Texas. Oh. No, in Texas.
In Texas now? Oh,
yes.
You really get around.
Yes. I've lived for 10 years with her in Texas.
Oh, that's grand. And have you had any hobbies during your life, Miss Toole?
Well, nothing that I know of. Few accidents.
Oh, all right. Well, these days we all have those things.
I think so.
Yeah, you travel quite a bit in your time, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
You listen to the radio much.
Yes, a good deal. Mm-hmm.
And what's your favorite program?
Well, I really don't know. All of it. I listen to all of it.
I suppose you listen to Tom nearly every morning, don't you?
Yes.
I don't blame you for that. I want to meet this other lady for just a moment, if you please. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Catherine Kite.
Mrs. Kite. And where are you from, Mrs. Kite?
I'm from Burlington, Wisconsin.
Burlington, Wisconsin. What is your age, please, Mrs. Kite?
83.
83 years of age. Mrs. Kite, this is Mrs. Toole. I want you ladies to say hello to each other. And here we have the 2 orchids here. One for you, Mrs. Toole, and another beautiful one for you, Mrs. Kite. And, of course, you know what goes along with the orchid, don't you? Are you all ready for what goes along with the orchid? Jack, which one of the ladies do you want to kiss?
Either one.
I'll kiss them both. There you go.
Well, be sure to listen to Galen Drake right after we get off the air. We want to meet Mother Brenneman right here. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Just fine.
Glad to have you down
and
here.
And I hope Tom's having a wonderful time, and Billy, too.
I know they are.
And meet Mrs. Weldy.
Go ahead. Who are you?
Mrs. John Weldy.
Mm-hmm.
From Tom Brenneman's hometown, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Bless you. You've been listening to Jack Kirkwood and Jack McElroy have taken over this week for Tom's vacation. They'll be back with us again tomorrow morning, so be sure to listen. Breakfast at Hollywood's brought to transcribed the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Variety Package and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. The weather? It'll be sunny tomorrow morning at breakfast when you serve Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Sunny golden, sunny tasting Pep wakes up appetites with a smile, for Pep is a Kellogg cereal. And that means it's crisp, fresh, toasty flavored, and nutritious, too. Actually, these delicious whole wheat flakes of Pep have been fortified to give you better nutrition than whole wheat itself. More vitamin D, more vitamin B1. So make it a sunny breakfast tomorrow with the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Pep.